Here at home, the Anglican Church's Sydney Synod this afternoon passed a policy banning the use of church properties for same-sex marriages or other events that are contrary to the doctrine of the church. The church has close to 1,000 properties across Sydney, and it says the change is about protecting its members from discrimination. But how widely will the policy be felt by LGBTI people across the church's many schools, counselling facilities and aged care homes? Bishop Michael Stead is the chair of the Anglican Church's Religious Freedom Reference Group. I asked him a short time ago why the policy was introduced.
We've needed to introduce it because of the changing legislative arrangements around us, because of the changes to the Marriage Act principally. We now realise that churches are in danger of facing anti-discrimination complaints because of the way that we use or don't use our properties. It was intended as a shield to prevent claims when people wanted to use our properties against our doctrine.
Religious organisations have freedom under Australian law to practice their own doctrines and marriage rituals for weddings held in their buildings and by their celebrants. Is that not enough to ensure church members aren't being discriminated against in the way you describe?
No, because the exemptions in the Marriage Act are quite limited. So, yes, they do certainly cover the marriage ceremony itself. But if a group wanted to celebrate a first anniversary of a marriage in a church hall, that wouldn't be covered. And a group may well claim, well, I'm being discriminated against on the basis of my marriage status, and the church could be liable to a claim. So this is the way of saying we have some deeply held beliefs about marriage and other things which shape the way that we want to use our property.
So what will this mean in practice for LGBTI Anglicans? What will they be allowed and indeed not allowed to do on church premises?
It certainly won't change the fact that people are welcome on our property, and it won't change the right of LGBTI Australians to engage and talk about theological issues. There are lots of gay and lesbian members of our churches who are much loved members of our communities, and we're not trying to say to them that you are not welcome. We are trying to say we don't want to have gay weddings or to celebrate a view of marriage which we believe is contrary to our doctrine.
And yet Anglican Rector Father James Collins says this policy makes the church look mean and insular. Do you worry at all at the way this might be perceived by the public and indeed those within the church?
It's not an attempt to be mean and insular. It's an attempt to be consistent with our doctrine. And at the time of the marriage debate, everybody was told, don't worry, this won't change anything. The reality is it has changed things. It's becoming increasingly difficult to speak out and to maintain a Christian view of these things without fear of being accused of being discriminatory.
The Anglican Church has a number of schools in Sydney, for example. Will it mean that students are prevented from hearing views about marriage equality or gay rights in those schools?
No, definitely not. In fact, we were quite explicit in the policy to say that this is in no way intended to stifle discussion or debate, including dissension from the very doctrinal principles.
So I guess another one that comes to mind for me is perhaps aged care homes run by the Anglican Church. And maybe there are gay residents there who, or maybe not gay, who just want to watch the Mardi Gras, for instance, or celebrate a wedding anniversary between a same-sex couple. Yeah. What about those things?
The policy won't change. We do have gay and lesbian members of our communities, very valued members of those communities, and they are entirely free to do whatever they like within the privacy of their own home. But when it comes to a public event that's run by the aged care centre in the name of the Anglican Church, that would be the point at which we'd say, no, that's something that's contrary to our view of marriage.
And counselling work, which the church also conducts, would counselling be available to an LGBTI person who might seek it?
Yes, absolutely. This policy should have no effect on the availability of our counselling services to anybody, LGBTI or otherwise.
Despite your assurances, the former pastor and gay Anglican Joel Hollier, who's the co-chair of the Christian LGBT lobby group Equal Voices, he says, you know, I deeply love the Anglican Church, but these policies are designed to silence discussion on LGBTI issues in the church. That's what Joel Hollier says. Are you not at all concerned that that's the effect? When someone of that ilk is saying that, surely you take that seriously.
Oh, indeed we do. I met with Joel on the weekend. Sorry, I didn't meet with Joel. I met with a number of other people from Equal Voices, but that view was put to me. And we realised that it was never the intent for the policy to do that. And so that's why we added that explicit clause to say that that was in no way intended to stifle conversation
Bishop Michael Stead, thank you very much for joining PM.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Bishop Michael Stead is the chair of the Anglican Church's Religious Freedom Reference Group.